Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Sound of your life, OFM. Good Morning Breakfast, proudly brought to you by Accident Angels. And after captivating the world audience on Britain's Got Talent, joining us this morning in studio, Brendan Peel. So you're a real-life magician.
I try to be. And hello to all the listeners and everyone there in OFM country who's listening right now. Thank you very much for having me. And yes, I am a magician, indeed.
Okay. Also, one of your tricks or your performances on Britain's Got Talent, it was probably the first time in my life where I saw Simon Cowell truly knocked out of his boots.
Yeah, you know, it was quite crazy. It was a very surreal kind of experience to actually stand there on stage and kind of, because the judges are just like 3-4 meters away from you. They're very close. Like, okay, not as close as we are right now, but
yeah,
very, very close. And you can see their facial reactions and everything. And it was surreal to kind of just look at them and see them looking back at you. And, you know, it was just crazy how their reactions were, especially Simon Cowell's. Like, I wasn't really expecting that, to be honest. But, you know, sometimes you have to expect the unexpected, I guess.
Okay, but when you approached your parents for the first time, and you said...
When I was born, yes.
And you said, listen, okay, so this is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to become a, yeah, wait for it, magician. And yeah, then poof, you disappeared.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was their reaction?
You know what? And people do kind of sometimes ask me that kind of question. To be honest with you, I didn't exactly just one day decide this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, or this is what I'm going to do as a career option. It was a very kind of organic type of growth. So I started off doing walk around magic, mainly card tricks and stuff, at a restaurant in PE, where I'm originally from. And from there, I started getting booked for like small events, kids shows. And from the kids shows, you get booked for like older people shows, like 50ths and stuff like that. And then you get booked for corporate events. So it was a kind of a natural progression. It wasn't like one day I just decided this is what I want to do. Even though I've always obviously had a passion for magic and the art of illusion. And that's what it is. It is illusion. All right. There's no such thing as real magic.
What?
Yeah, I know.
No, now you're breaking my dreams.
Right? No. But we make it look real. That's kind of the whole game that we play on stage, is that we make it look real. And the better you can make it look, yeah, the more entertaining it is in my mind. But yeah, I know. But my parents, I mean, you know, they've been very supportive of me over the years. You know, especially my mom, she's assisted in every way she can. She's actually here now in Bloem as well. Okay. We've just done a show this weekend, you know, at the Windmill Casino, and, you know, her and my dad are here and they've been helping out with the show. So they are supportive of it. But I guess most parents would be a little bit skeptical at first to hear any kid, or their kid rather, to want to go into any form of the entertainment industry, because it is such a, you know, a fickle industry, as it were.
Brendan Peel, full-time magician on the Good Morning Breakfast. You're a full-time magician, right? So you make enough money to make a living out of magic.
You know, I've been fortunate enough that I'm still here surviving. I can eat every day and I can stay warm at night. So that's it.
And you're happy. You're happy.
I'm happy. That's the main thing.
Yeah, okay. So after breaking my dream, saying that magic's not... Well,
no,
real,
magic is
according to you.
Yes,
according,
yeah,
to you, because I'll be honest, I am a very low-key, low-budget, part-time, very part-time magician.
Okay? Okay.
My wife, who will be joining us shortly, and my six-year-old son, she bought him one of those magic boxes. Okay. And then I was the one.
Oh, yes, yeah. Actually, you'll be surprised. In some of those magic boxes, you can actually get some really quality stuff that can really blow minds. I know a lot of people.
Oh, I know. I blow minds every day.
Yeah.
Like I said, part-time magician.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So Brendan, when someone approach you and go, okay, cool, like, you're a magician, can you make me disappear?
Yeah, you know, I say that is illegal here in South Africa. No, I do get, you know, I get very similar questions genuinely now as a magician. I do get very similar questions.
What's the strangest question you've ever got?
Who are you and why are you inside my house? Like, no, I'm kidding around. No one's asked me that yet. No. I would say the strangest kind of question I may have got, well, the strangest, most common one as well, is a lot of older gentlemen come up to me and ask me, number one, can I cut their wife in half, or can I make their wife disappear, or something like that. And I always say, you know what, I can cut your wife in half. I just don't know if I can put it back together. But no, that is kind of one of the random requests that I get quite a bit, you know. It's hard for me to think of the very strangest question. There was one headline, though, just thinking of like interesting and funny things on this topic. There was one headline the one time that called me a Sangoma. And I'm just like, that's an interesting way of calling me because I'm like a stage magician and illusionist. But anyway, I thought that was quite funny as well.
What would you say is your best stunt or act or illusion?
You know, like it's like trying to pick a favorite child, I suppose.
That's easy. Yeah. Especially when you only have one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Eh? That's true. But no. Like, I do have a few kind of tricks up my sleeve, as it were, that I do really love. But I must obviously say the one that kind of really put me on the map is one that I do with my escape artist partner that you saw on Britain's Got Talent, and it was also on Romania's Got Talent. Ooh. I know, right? Sure. How did that end up
happening?
That's
a lack of change of pace.
Basically, that kind of effect or trick, if you want to call it that, stunt, as it were, with the crossbow and the Rubik's Cubes and all that type of thing, I would say that's probably some of my best work and our best work when it's me and Li Lau, who I do the show with, who I do that act with in specifically. Yeah, I kind of have to mention that one because that's the one, like I said.
How old are you now?
If you would take a guess, what would you guess?
Oh, now? Okay, no, then I know, you're still young, eh?
Yeah.
Like, because that's usually the thing. Oh, who out is you? Oh, yeah, Rai. I don't know, I'm going to go with 24, 25.
Oh, wow, no, I'm a bit older than that. I actually turned 29 a couple months ago.
Ah, so, lekker.
So I'm almost 30.
Okay.
They say it's all downhill from there, though, so I don't know.
It is. Also, you're going to wake up, and the first thing you're going to need is, like, pain pills.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
For something. But, so how long have you been into magic?
So I kind of started off kind of with that, like, a magic box type of thing as well. Same kind of story there. And I started off when I was about 12 years old, really. I think I got the box when I was 10, but I was only kind of 12 when I started really getting into it. Yeah. And just from there. So 17 years now of kind of just doing tricks. I would say 10 years of doing it quite seriously, like being on stage and things like that, because that's what I mainly try and do now is stage shows. I still do kind of the walk around magic, close up magic, but I mainly these days do stage stuff, which I really enjoy.
Magician Brendan Peel joining us this morning on the Good Morning Breakfast. Okay, Brendan, so I thought, hey, you are a magician, so let's get an audience in this morning. So I brought someone that believes everything. My six-year-old son, and someone that believes nothing. Well, at least nothing I say. My wife.
Okay.
So they are joining us this morning. Noah, Danya, Lekker. All right. Okay. So, Brendan, you brought a deck of cards?
I thought it would be a classic thing to do.
Now, are there any alterations made to that deck of cards?
No. This is a genuine deck of cards. This is a bicycle deck. I'll actually take out the jokers, though, because I have no time for jokers, except for you, obviously. But no, I don't like to actually use the jokers in the deck. But genuinely, you can actually go and buy this deck of cards from Pick and Pay for like 30 Rand. Otherwise, I'll actually sell you this deck of cards after the show for 50 Rand if you really want.
Okay, so, yeah, exactly. So not only can you do cool tricks, but the one thing you can make disappear is money.
Yes, yeah,
that's fantastic.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to get my son in on this. Noah?
Yeah, you know what, actually two people can help me out with this card trick.
Okay,
I think
cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Lekker.
But I think, Noah, you're definitely going to help out here if that's cool. So, Noah, you've obviously seen a deck of cards, and everyone here in the studio audience, as it were, will be the eyes of the audience. I know we're also recording here as well, so we'll have some eyes on us as we go. But you can just verify that all of this is correct, obviously. So you can see here that all these cards are completely different, right?
Yeah.
They're all completely different. You can trust me. I'm a magician.
That's so, like saying, trust me, I'm a politician.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, same thing, actually. I'm actually going to go into politics in the next 10 years, so that's great. All right. Okay. So, Noah, okay? Noah, I would like you to just touch the top of one card, all right? I'm going to fan out the cards. Noah, just touch one card, any card you like. You touch the top one. Are you sure you want to touch one in the middle, maybe? Make it a bit more. You want the top one. Are you very sure? Okay, Noah. Go ahead. Take your card then. Fantastic. And, ma'am, please go ahead. Also, just take a card, any card you like, right? Anyone, just take it out of the deck. Fantastic. So each of you are going to look at your cards and try and remember them.
Okay.
And you can show them. I'll actually look away and just verify that I'm looking away. You can show them around as well to everyone in the camera, just so that everyone has the cards in mind. Now, it is quite important that you remember the cards, though. Can you guys do that? Yes?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so long as you try and remember. Mm. Noah, did you show your dad as well the card? Okay, fantastic. So you can help just in case. But Noah, remember your card and just pop it back into the pack, all right?
Okay.
Face down usually works best. But it's okay, it's okay. You did put it face up in the pack there. But Noah, okay. And then, yeah, you also have your card. You took a look at it, right? Yeah. Yes. Okay, fantastic. Just pop it back into the pack as well, just like that. Okay. That was face down that time, just so the audience knows. No, I will start with your card because I did kind of see it a little bit, right? But before I do that, I first want to shuffle the deck, and I'll do it into the microphone so you can hear it shuffle as well.
Wow. You need to go and work at a casino, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. No.
You have a shuffle on you.
Yeah, no, shuffle. That's actually the best way to shuffle. It's called a table shuffle, by the way. But no, we're going to start with your card, all right? Because I did see it, but it's not really about that, right? It's about basically mixing up the cards, and hopefully I can find your card. In fact, you're going to help find your card, right? So, Noah, we need a magic word, right? So, Noah, anything you like, what magic word would you like us to use here today? Anything you like, Noah.
Gaan sê daar in die mic in, Poknos.
Into the microphone, yes.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. The actual magic word is please, but no, I like abracadabra. That's the perfect magic word. And just snap just like that, abracadabra, and I tap the deck just like that, and hopefully your card hopefully pops to the top of the deck, the five of spades. Is that your card, Noah? Yes, okay, that's actually the first time that's ever worked, so that's great. Noah, can you just come stand over here if you don't mind, right? Now, Noah, I'm going to place your five of spades face down on the table over here. You're going to put your finger on top of it just like this, right? Now, go ahead, put your finger on top just like that. Fantastic. Now, we need to find your mom's card as well. You remember your card, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. In fact, let's get the whole family involved here, right?
Okay.
So what I want you to do right now is I want you to just – I'm just going to riffle down – the pack like this, and you're just going to say stop wherever you like. Wherever you say stop, that's where I'm going to cut the pack, and you're going to take a card, all right?
Okay.
So say stop. I'll go nice and slow. Stop wherever you like.
Stop.
Right there, okay? You went quite high, all right, when I was riffling through the pack, okay? It means that actually you would be a good lawyer, by the way. It tells me a lot about you, where you say stop in the deck.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
No, I just say that. But obviously you could have said stop on any card, and I genuinely stopped there. Take that card. Don't look at it just yet, all right? And don't show anyone, okay? But now you're holding a card. Honestly, do you remember the name of your card? Was it John by any chance? No. What was your card? Into the mic.
Three of spades.
Three of spades. Was it really? The three of spades? Take a look, and with a nice yes, is that the three of spades that you've just taken out? That would be pretty crazy, right?
Is that the three of
spades? Is it? No, you tell me.
That's the five of spades. So the three of spades is under Noah's finger. Is that the...
Five of spades. This isn't the three of spades. This is Noah's card.
Yeah.
Because Noah right now has his finger on one card. Take a look. Is that the three of spades?
No way.
No. How?
No.
Just like that. Like magic. Thanks so much,
guys.
Insane.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Brendan Peel joining us for the Good Morning Breakfast. How? Okay, I know a magician never shares his secrets, yes. But how do you do it?
Thank you.
So the thing is, I tried to check everything except the trick.
Yeah.
Okay, your sleeves were rolled up.
Oh, yes, yeah. No, I'm just wearing the sleeves because it's actually really cold here.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, that's usually the thing. And that's where the saying comes from, I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And they're like...
You'd be surprised how little I actually ever use sleeves ever, I know. And actually a lot of magicians. Which makes it more entertaining, though, as
okay,
well.
Okay, so would you say, the old saying, the more you look, the less you see?
That is exactly right, yes, I think. In my kind of experience, I would say... the harder you are trying to figure something out, usually the more you're not going to figure it out, if that makes sense. It's not an exact science, but that is generally in my experience. The people that are really like, they're really analyzing every single little thing, they're the ones who usually, you know, miss the trick, as it were.
Okay,
I
Noah.
I don't want to give too much away, though.
Noah. So, Brendan said earlier that magic isn't real. Maar nadat jy daai gesien het, did it blow your mind? Is magic real of nie?
Yeah.
Wil jy praat nie? Okay, no, that's fine. And Danya, you don't ever believe anything, well, at least anything I say.
Yeah.
Would you say that magic is real as a fully grown human being that's able to think for yourself?
That was insane. That was real.
Yeah,
that
thank
was
you.
Real magic.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. We try and create this kind of illusion. I shouldn't have said like magic isn't real because the feeling of magic is real. You know, there's no real human possible way that that card can genuinely change in his hands, right? But
it
watching,
did.
Yeah, but it did, and it happened here in studio. And that feeling that you guys all had,
that
is the magic.
Almost.
Yeah, that is the magic. So magic is actually real. I take back what I initially said.
Brendan Peel. Okay, Brendan, do you have another trick up your sleeve for us?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's try something a bit more experimental.
Okay.
Because also, I like to do things with the mind as well. I don't only do card stuff and like more visual things. I do like to do tricks of the mind, as it were, as well. Now, I have my phone.
Okay.
Now, on everyone's phones, usually you have, like notes, you know, like a list of notes.
Yeah.
And I do also have a list of notes. And my list of notes, I actually list out random things, all right? I'm not like, I do also have like shopping lists and stuff that most people also do. But I also list out like my favorite movies, top 100 favorite movies. You know, I list out like superhero characters, stuff like that. There's also another list where I've listed out 100 celebrities, and I've literally even numbered them 1 to 100, right?
Okay.
I think if you're happy to help out with this one, that would be great. So literally, I've numbered them from 1 to 100, all right?
Okay.
All I would like you to do now is just give us, and the listeners as well, any number you like between 1 and 100. What would you like?
53.
Now, I'm going to give you a chance. Would you like to change your mind, or are you happy with the mind you have?
50.
You're happy with it?
I would like to change my mind, but I'm fine with my option.
Yeah, I'm fine with the option. No, take a look, right? I'm going to come step a little bit closer, if that's okay over
here. Please.
So, basically, I'm just going to go over to notes over here. Hopefully, you can see comfortably in the slide. Just on my phone, press notes, if you'd be so kind, right?
Notes.
You remember your number? The top one says celebrities, right? Your number was again?
53.
Okay, scroll down. Take a look. Are all these celebrities different? Just verify.
Tom Hanks, Kim Kardashian, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson.
You don't need to read all of them because there's like 100, but you get the picture. They're all different.
They're all different.
Scroll down to your number. You said 53, right? Scroll down to 53. And just take a look. Is that a celebrity, someone you
that is
know or heard?
Indeed, I've definitely heard of him.
Heard of him, all right. And in fact, who is it?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But now, if you see it, and you can take a look, I'll show our studio audience here as well. These are all obviously completely 100% different. It's not like they're all the same kind of person or whatever. If you said, for example, 64, it would be Adele. We all know Adele as well. If you said, you know, 92, it will be Denzel Washington, the actor. You get the picture, right? But you said 53, and we landed on a free choice, which was Ed Sheeran, right?
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. Is there any possible way I could have known that?
No.
No, not really, right?
No.
What if I told you that before the show, just an hour before the show, or a couple hours before the show, I went onto Instagram and made a post, all right? Do you have your phone, and do you have Instagram?
Yeah.
Please, if you don't mind going to your phone, all right? And also the listening audience right now can do the same as well. Is just go onto Instagram, and I would like you to type in my handle, which is at Brendan Peel Magic, which is BrendanPeelMagic, all right? Like Brendan Peel Magic, at Brendan Peel Magic. That is my handle on Instagram. I would like you to go onto Instagram and let me know when you're there and when you found my handle.
Brendan,
yes. Brendan with an O.
O with an O.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And then space P-double-E-L
and it should pop up first. In fact,
Brendan Peel right Magic, Brendan got Peel it. Magic.
And take a look at the very latest post on my feed. What is that?
No, that is, and it says exactly an hour ago. How? No!
That's a photo of Ed Sheeran right over there.
Why?
On my Instagram.
Okay, because how? There's absolutely no context to you posting a photo of Ed Sheeran. Right? On
still
Instagram,
like it,
so not only am I confused, but all your followers on Instagram are also going, what?
Yeah.
How?
Hopefully you enjoyed that, though, and thanks so much for that, yeah.
I love that. Brendan, you're a class act. You blew my mind. You blew my mind, definitely. Go check it out on Instagram. We'll share all the details with you. Brendan, we wish you all the best. So it was first South Africa, then Britain's Got Talent. Next up, you might be the next Houdinho.
Yeah, who knows? Or the first Brendan Peel. Who knows?
I love that. I love that. It's your Good Morning Breakfast brought to you by Accident Angels. It's the Sound of Your Life, OFM.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.